Good morning. I just wanted to give some advice for all those dog owners that are out there that are struggling to find ways to tire their pooches out. Basically, most important thing with dogs is to exercise their mind, and ways we find to do that is to play brain games with them. And what I mean by this is games where you use treats or just their regular daily meals, and you find ways to get them to think about what they need to do in order to get the food, basically. One way you can do this is to take a towel. Place it on the ground, place treats onto the towel, and then flip the towel over, roll it over itself. And then what this encourages is normal sniff behavior, and to scavenge. So to sniff into the blanket, to scratch, etc., until they receive a reward, which is inside the towel. And then the other way is to play games like place a treat under a cup, and ask them to find it. That's another way of getting their brain sort of intrigued and actually thinking. For the most part, with dogs, you actually, by exercising their brain, you manage to exercise their body at the same time and tire them out even more so in some cases. So try some brain games. Think of something new. You can use any Tupperware in your Tupperware cupboard, hide treats underneath them. You can take a muffin tray and put treats in, maybe not all of the trays, but some of them, and place tennis balls over the top of each of them, so they have to search for it. But get them thinking about what they need to do. Before each meal, you can ask them to sit, stay, leave it, and wait for their food, etc. These things will definitely make a huge difference when it comes to tiring them out, and don't necessarily need to run them ragged.
I love that, by the way. Thank you very much for sending it through. So there you go. You're wondering what to do with your dog. You're wondering how to keep your dog active and busy without necessarily going for a walk. I think some wonderful tips there. We also got tips from Tears earlier. So I'll ask the team to put those two together, put it up on our website. We'll chat to Barbara Friedman and get it up on our website. Go and find it. And we'll podcast it basically. And you can go and find it and get some ideas from that. Wonderful, wonderful ideas, playing brain games with your animal.